Hey, beauty pros, welcome to Beauty Business Breakthroughs. My name is Shara, your guide to success in the beauty industry. In each episode, I'm going to be sharing my tips, tricks, and real life experiences. Plus, we'll bring in industry experts to drop their game-changing advice. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, get ready for practical insights that will elevate your beauty business. Let's dive in. Hello, and thank you so much for joining us today on Beauty Business Breakthroughs. I am really excited to be speaking with Jen. Jen, thank you again for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. So go ahead and introduce yourself. Let us know about you. What is it that you do? What makes you special, right?
All right. So I'm Jen Patterson. I'm a mom of two. I live in Victoria, BC, and I am a money coach for entrepreneurs. So what that means is I work with entrepreneurs and I teach them how to handle the financial side of their business, everything from how to handle revenue, how to set up your bank accounts, pay yourself, make sure your bills are covered, how to save for taxes, how to talk to your accountant, how to set up your bookkeeping, all of that great stuff that we all have to deal with as business owners, but no one really talks about.
Nobody talks about that. In fact, nobody even wants to think about it, let alone talk about it. I love that. My background is business and finance. I was a tax and business consultant for 15 to 20 years. So I kind of feel like I have that upper hand because I did have the knowledge and expertise going into the beauty industry, whereas a lot of people in general don't have that, right? And one thing that I noticed just in general, again, when you're starting out in your business, is that people kind of lack some of those foundational key elements that it requires to run a business. They're good at what they do, but they don't know how to do some of those other basic things. And I say basic because I'm using that word loosely, but when you talk about money, that sounds like it's just a green dollar bill, whatever, your bank account. But the way you broke that down just now, right, it encompasses so many different areas. So let's just talk about the definition for you of what you consider like money management and from a business perspective as an entrepreneur.
The way that I look at it as an entrepreneur is when you're a 9-to-5 person,
employee,
you have a paycheck, employee, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Yeah. So you get a paycheck and its job is to meet your personal needs, pay your mortgage, buy food. It's pretty basic. Like all you have to do is make sure that your personal needs are covered and you're done. Whereas when you're a business owner, that income, that revenue you generate has to do so many more things. It's got a like a huge job list on its shoulders. And if you're not being intentional and strategic with how you manage that revenue, then it's going to create chaos in your life. And so that is really where I come in. And that's what I've seen over and over again. And I'm glad that you mentioned the foundational piece, like using that word, because it is such a critical part. I mean, you wouldn't build a house without a foundation. And yet so many business owners, they jump in headfirst. They're so excited. They're passionate. They love what they do. They're amazing at what they do, but they don't set up those foundational pieces. And then they find themselves struggling. They burnt out, stressed out from all of the other pieces of the puzzle that they haven't paid attention to because it's not in their realm of genius. And so they feel overwhelmed, intimidated, scared, insert unpleasant emotion here about doing it. And so they put it off and all it leads to is stress, gray hairs, and wrinkles. So like, let's address it so that you can spend more time doing the things that you love.
Right. I think one of the things that you had mentioned kind of in my mind, I'm like visualizing. The most common thing that I run across with my listeners or my followers is like, we don't even know what expenses to write off, right? So from a, like a tax perspective per se, right? And so I had created like this free guide to help them just manage their expenses, know what they can and cannot write off and manage their income and things of that nature. But as you were talking about the difference between a wage earner, right, who's getting that pay stub, who's getting that W-2 at the end of the year versus an entrepreneur who is self-employed. And you were talking about all of the different responsibilities and things that that money that the entrepreneur is bringing in has to cover. I'm literally visualizing, okay, now this 100,000, let's just say, now this 100,000 in income has to take care of the business expenses and the taxes and the personal expenses and the, do you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm literally going, it's all over the place. So what do you think is like the easiest way for somebody to kind of get started with addressing it? Because I do believe in general, the more that you avoid a problem, the bigger that that problem gets, right? Yes. So the sooner that we recognize that there is a problem and that there is something that needs to be addressed, the sooner that it can be solved, right? So what is the easiest way for somebody to get started? What, knowing that they recognize they need to do something.
The first step that I always take with like any client, especially if they're in that avoidance, head in the sand situation, is just start paying attention. So Set aside some time in your calendar. I call it the weekly money power hour. You can call it whatever you want, money date, money church. I've heard all of these different terms.
Okay.
Set aside that week in your calendar, very much like an appointment, and have it in your calendar and set up some time to pay attention. So maybe for someone who's like really, really brand new, maybe it's literally just opening up your bank account and looking at the transactions. That is a great first step of just seeing what's happening with your finances. Don't be afraid to open up the statements, open up your online banking and look at what's going on. You'd be surprised how many times you'll find like a subscription or something else. You're like, hang on, I didn't mean to spend that money. And start there. And once you've cut, once that feels really comfortable and easy, then you can start taking more steps. One of the things that I'm always preaching from the rooftops is making sure that your business and your personal money doesn't play in the same sandbox. So making sure you've got those separate bank accounts set up for your business, that you're not paying yourself and mixing and mingling in that same bank account, because that's just going to lead to a mess later. And so making sure those are all separated out. Once that's set up, then you can start worrying about, okay, creating what I call a bank account architecture. So it's too bad this isn't on video, because they asked, you did a beautiful
video. I know. I completely agree, because I'm such a visual person, 100%.
Yeah. And honestly,
now, all that tells me is that you and I probably need to link again and maybe go live on Instagram so that we can provide those visuals.
Yes. But especially people who are in the beauty industry, they're very visual people. And so I like to create a bank account architecture because it's so visual. You've got all your different accounts set up, each with a very specific job to do, where you can put the money and see it in an absolute second, like just know where you're standing at a moment's notice. So you've got a separate bank account for your tax dollars. You've got a separate bank account for your operating expenses, a separate bank account for emergencies, like all of these different things that you can see and say, okay, yes, I can take this step and go buy this new product, or no, I need to wait until the next set of revenue comes in, and making sure that that's all laid out for you very, very intentionally and strategically.
I like that. And even though I consider myself to be savvy when it comes to finances and all of those kind of things, I do have my separate personal and business accounts, and I have a couple different business accounts, but I don't think that I run them as strategically as I probably should. When you mention making sure that you have a separate account that's going for taxes, separate account that's operating expenses, a separate account that's your savings, right? Your separate account that's this, that, whatever. So as you were talking about the architecture, I was trying to like wrap my head around it and kind of visualize the flow or the structure of what that looks like. I completely agree with your first step, right? Your first step, you mentioned, just get comfortable with looking at your bank account. Look at that once a week. right? I put a calendar date for my content. I put a calendar, or I, not a date, but an appointment, right? I've got an appointment scheduled out X amount of days, this, whatever, for my content and my this podcast and strategy, you know, planning and things of that nature. So setting aside a time on my calendar once a week to spend 30 minutes, an hour, and really pay attention to that is going to get you, like you said, comfortable. Because I can't tell you how many times I have found those, like you said, subscriptions that we forgot about, that we thought we canceled. I mean, I know I've been paying my gym for probably a good 3 or 4 years. And I think I went to that gym like twice, you know, in that particular time frame. But like you said, getting yourself comfortable with that, I think, is a great starting point. Because whether you are knowledgeable about how to manage your money from a personal or business aspect, that is such an easy step that everyone can take. Everyone has an online portal. Everyone has their banking app on their phone. I use QuickBooks, so I tend to go to QuickBooks because I've got a bookkeeper or whatever, and I take a look at things about once a week, maybe twice a week sometimes. But I think that's a great first step. So after they've done that and they've done, you know, can kind of build out the architecture, what would be the next steps or your next word of advice for really being able to properly manage your money as an entrepreneur?
Once you've got an architecture set up that's there supporting yourself and your business, then it's time to look at your money as a single dollar. So when you're an entrepreneur, I like to look at a single dollar because everyone can get their head wrapped around a single dollar. And when you start talking about math and percentages, people get like a little bit squirrely and they get, you know, flashbacks to high school, but everyone can understand, okay, that $1. And I do, I say a circle because I'm Canadian and it's loony.
Okay, so when you say a single dollar, you're like a dollar bill.
A dollar bill, yeah.
Okay, a $1 bill.
So think about a $1 bill. So when you're talking about your revenue. So of that $1 bill, how are you going to intentionally allocate that $1? How many cents of that dollar are you going to be putting towards taxes? How many cents of that dollar are you going to pay yourself with? How many cents of that dollar are you going to put aside for operating expenses? And so look at it like that as a single dollar and make those decisions based on where you're at right now. So a lot of people will say, well, I really want to pay myself 50 cents of every dollar I earn. But right now, I'm only paying myself 5 cents or 0 cents. And, you know,
or they just take what they need as they need it. And they don't even know
how much
they're paying themselves.
Or I have no idea. And so it's great to have a set goal and say, okay, I would like to shoot for this, but for right now, maybe I'm only going to do 5 cents on the dollar because that's what I'm comfortable with. And I'm going to build up to that. So make those decisions. And then when the money comes in, use that sort of setup that you've put out for yourself and say, okay, well, now I know that 50 cents of every dollar I'm going to put in operating expenses. I know that 20 cents of every dollar I'm going to put in my tax account or you know, whatever the decisions that you made are. And as you progress through life and business and things, you can alter those. There's no set in stone. It has to be this or that. Because that's what I love about a system like this is it grows and evolves as the business grows and evolves.
Absolutely.
So you can reevaluate your, what I call your allocations as often as you like. You know, I've got a business that's about a year old and I probably changed the allocations 3 or 4 times as things have just changed and grown and evolved because, you know, that's just the nature of life.
Absolutely.
It really works.
Absolutely. I love that. I'm a little financially savvy, so... But at the same time, I'm a visual person. So when you talk about the dollar bill, then you started breaking it down. I'm like, oh, okay, she's talking about percentages. Okay. So for some of you who that may be a little bit more difficult, again, when we take it back to the visual aspect, we're talking about a dollar bill. That dollar is 100 pennies, right? So let's take 100 of these pennies and figure out how many of these pennies are going to go to each of these categories, right? Like you said. So for every dollar that is coming in, I'm going to allocate X amount of pennies for paying myself or operating expenses or taxes or whatever the case is. So how often, once they have this allocation set up, how often should they review it and kind of start sending the money to different places?
Every week.
Every single week.
So, I mean, depending on now, if your business is set up that your clients pay you on a monthly rotation and you don't have revenue every single week, then you don't have to do it every week because that's just a waste of time. But especially I find people in the service industry, our money comes in and very kind of
daily
starts and, you know, it's kind of chaos. And so, you know, doing it once a week during that set money power hour is going to set you up to always know exactly where you stand. A month is a long time. I can't remember what I did, you know, 30 days ago. Like that my brain is moved on. So looking at it every week, I know exactly what's happened. I know exactly what that money was for or who paid me or all of that good stuff. So I can review my invoices, make sure everyone's paid up to date, and then allocate that revenue and be intentional about how I want it to serve me and my business.
Okay, I love that. And so then let's talk about like the benefit, right, of doing this, because again, you and I know how much it's needed, but for somebody who maybe doesn't have that relationship with money the way that we do, and one thing that I learned even just within the last year was my relationship with money stemmed from my childhood, right?
As everybody's does.
So thank you, mom and dad, but my relationship with money, again, stemmed from my childhood. What kind of money person, if you will, is my dad? What kind of money person is my mom? What did I get or not get from my parents as I got into my young adult life, where now I recognize, you know, and no knock on my parents, but both of my parents were entrepreneurs. Okay. So I grew up in that household. Right. So that's where a lot of my work ethic comes from. Thank you guys. Now, with that being said, I went into my early adulthood with no credit understanding, like at all, right? Like bad credit, probably by the time I was 19, you know, one of those kind of things. Okay. Now, with that being said, my dad literally used to fix people's credit up. He knew how to send the letters and all of this. And we're talking like the 90s, the 80s, okay? How in the world do I, as a young adult, have no credit knowledge or understanding or even have the fact that I have bad credit? And my dad does this for people, right? But again, this kind of goes back to me saying, hey, what did my parents give me or not give me? And what can I make sure to do in the future and learn, you know, on my own? But what can I provide for my children? So what, again, is the benefit of these entrepreneurs being able to have this kind of structure, have a positive relationship with money, and be able, like, how is this going to be able to set them up for success? Because the goal, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we all understand financial stress. Right? Like every single one of us deals with money in some way, shape, or form. Because, I mean, the internet connection that you and I are talking over was paid with by money. The computers we're using to talk to each other, the devices that people are listening to this on, all of this money has touched. So we have to deal with money. And so having a system that makes finances easy is only going to make your life easier. Now, one of the things that you have to realize is that money journey is never going to end. It's not something that you can tick off a list and be like, oh, I'm done. Moving on. Isn't that nice?
check.
You know, you're always going to be uncovering new stuff. And because it's so deeply tied to our survival, there's always going to be something that goes on. So put aside the desire to be perfect. It's not going to happen. Move on. Get another dream. And continue to address it, because while you can't be perfect and it's never going to go away, you can get to a point where financial stress isn't a daily part of your life. I had a client recently who I was working with, and she said, I've never been proactive with my finances. I've always been very reactive. And I never realized how easy being proactive is because nobody ever taught me. No one ever showed me how. And so watching literal physical changes in her body, her shoulders relaxed, her eyes relaxed, her face kind of lit up. And that was because she was taking control and ditching the money stress that was a daily part of her life. And so if you've ever lost sleep over finances, you know that stress, and there's a way to live without it. And this is the way to do it, is being proactive and intentional.
That is wild. Like, I'm such a proactive person in general, right? Like, because I want to avoid those, whatever those things are, that I cannot imagine living in a reactive world, because you're constantly trying to like swim yourself out of whatever that problem is. I think it's important to recognize that this is a part of slowing down and taking care of some of the things that are important that you can't just avoid, right? Like you said, being proactive is going to help you live a less stressful life, right? And that is something that is, what do you call it? Invaluable. Like, you cannot put a price tag on low stress. You know what I mean? Like, again, I can't even imagine living in a reactive world. And but
one of the other things to think about is like, how much more could you accomplish if you weren't stressing about the finances? Like, what doors would open up for you in your mental space, in your capabilities, all of that stuff? What would open up for you if you were no longer stressed about the finances? If you knew that the bills were paid even before they came to the door?
Right, like, right, right.
What does that look like in your life?
Right. 100%. You know, I think that when you have money stress, whatever that looks like, whether you're a wage earner or self-employed, whatever, when you're low on money, you don't know where bills are, whatever, like that amount of stress is like physically will just like
weigh on you. It's heavy.
Yes, it will weigh on you. It will cripple you. Those kind of things will like stop you in your tracks, right? And I remember having a conversation with somebody, not probably about a year ago, but they were working on a project, again, entrepreneur, right? And they were working on a project and they wanted my help on some financial things. And so we're going through their receipts, and she was trying to remember, we were trying to kind of categorize them for this project. And so she's trying to categorize them and everything, and she's trying to remember, well, what was this for? And what, now, mind you, like a good amount of time had passed, right? And I'm getting frustrated. It's not even my project. I'm trying to help you. And I'm like, listen, as much as this is not your thing, as much as this is not your area of expertise, you have got to, like, this is more important than the project, like the task that I'm going to tell you. You have to, every day in her particular instance, you have to stop what you're doing at the end of every day. I don't care how tired you are. I don't care how this, that, whatever. You have got to make notes on this stuff. You've got to categorize it. You've got to, you know, this, that, and the other, because everything that we're trying to do now, a month, 2 months, 6 months, however many time period it was later, is creating more problem, right? So I'm taking that example and saying, this is one of those same things that we need to stop what we're doing on a weekly basis. And as much as we don't want to, we're going to address it head on. Would you call it the money power hour?
The money power hour. And let me tell you, I love that story, because what that does is emphasize how important our habits are. So motivation, determination, they're wonderful, but they're fickle, and they will disappear at the drop of a hat. Whereas our habits, they're like that best friend you can call at 3 a.m. to help you bury a body, right? Like, they're there for you no matter what. So being really, again, intentional and strategic, I use those words a lot, but about creating habits around our finances is so important. So like with that friend of yours, what I would have recommended is like, let's create a habit around making notes. So one of the entrepreneurs that I used to know, she literally carried a pen in her purse, and every time she spent money for her business, in the moment before she put that receipt in her wallet, she would write on the back of it, lunch with Jen. And so when she went back to it, she knew exactly why she had that receipt, the date that was she was doing, you know, had the thing and what it was for. And so it was easy. It was something that it just a habit she had developed over time to make her life easier to mitigate those problems before they even showed up. And those habits are so powerful.
And that's exactly what I was trying to basically instill in this person so that she could avoid the problem that we were experiencing literally in that moment. I'm like, this is wild to me. I don't even want to help you anymore, right? Because this is stressful. You don't remember anything. It's not even productive at this point. But I think that's a really good, I like how you said the fickle part with our emotions and everything. And us being females, unfortunately, that's just what we are.
Well, and just humans, right? Like that's right. Human nature, right? Motivation right. is really, really fickle. And sometimes it's there. And sometimes I'm like, you know, I'm thinking about like doing workouts. Sometimes I'm motivated to work out. And sometimes I want to sit on the couch and eat a bowl of popcorn. Like that is, my motivation is not always there for me. But what is there for me is my habits. And that's absolutely. Why I get a workout in every day is because not about my motivation. It's the habit.
It's the habit because you're so used to doing it. It's just instilling you. You don't know. It's like, hold on, no, I feel weird because I missed my routine. We are definitely creatures of habit. Routine is amazing. I love all of this information that you have provided for me today, Jen, as well as my listeners. What is one word of advice that you would give yourself if you were to look back, right, as a new entrepreneur?
Oh my goodness. I would say stop chasing the shiny object. You know, as entrepreneurs, the way our brain works is we're so excited about ideas. We have hundreds of ideas and we want to chase all of them. And if I was going back in time 15 years ago to when I started my entrepreneurial journey, I would say, stop chasing the shiny object. Follow through on the thing you've already started because it's amazing and you're excited about it. And make sure you follow it through before you start something else or chase the new, greatest, latest, exciting thing.
I absolutely love that. And I will 100% agree with you. I do, again, like you said, as entrepreneurs, our mind is always going, going, going. It's like, hold on, wait a second. I have already 3 projects on my plate. Let me finish these. Let me finish these. Let me make sure that these projects are successful before I go move on to the next one. So I love that. Thank you again so much, Jen, for joining me today. Can you please let us know how to find you, where to find you, and a little bit about if somebody wants to work with you?
Absolutely. So you can find me on Instagram at jenpatterson.biz, B-I-Z. And you can also check out my website, dollardivas.org. I've got a ton of awesome freebies on that website. So there's 50 money moves that you can implement today to improve your financial life. And I also host a weekly co-working power hour for anyone who feels like they just need a little bit of a accountability or wants to ask questions or just needs someone to hang out with while they get their work done. You know, that's Friday mornings. Please feel free to join me there. And if you want to work with me one-on-one, I have my signature coaching program, the Simple Money Roadmap. All the information for that is on my website.
I love it. I think that's great because a lot of times we do need sometimes that accountability partner or that person to just sit on the line with us while we do our work, a little bit of encouragement. And that's awesome. Thank you again so much, Jen Patterson. Until next time, beauty business breakthroughs. That's a wrap for today's Beauty Business Breakthroughs. I hope you found these insights valuable and actionable for your beauty business. Remember, success in this industry is within your reach. If you're hungry for more and ready to take your beauty business to the next level, consider joining our Get Fully Booked Accelerator program.
We are dedicated to helping beauty professionals like you achieve extraordinary success with strategies that can take your business to 10K per month and beyond. Simply send us a direct message on Instagram, Lux Beauty and Body Co., with the word success, and we'll provide you with all of the details on how you can be a part of this game-changing program. Your journey to a thriving beauty business starts now. Thank you again for tuning in, and until next time, stay inspired, stay motivated, and keep making those beauty business breakthroughs.